This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And joining us, State Senator Floyd Prezansky following Legislative Days. Floyd, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
So talk about what happened this week with lawmakers in Salem.
So it was a busy three or four days for us, depending on what your schedules were. We had our Legislative Days, which was, most people know are the times that we meet during the interim to have committees do hearings. This one was more special, I guess you could say, because this is the last of the Legislative Days before we start our short session on February 3rd. Because of that, most of the committees that were introducing bills that wanted them to be pre-session filed had to have committee votes. So we actually had votes taken in committees to introduce bills. My Judiciary Committee introduced bills that we were wanting to put on into the hopper, just like everyone else. And unfortunately, some of the committees were a little bit more feisty than others, I guess, as to what was being introduced and some of their responses.
And what do you mean feisty?
Feisty in the sense of we're already drawing lines in the sand. And at this point, the Senate Republicans have not ruled out walking out on the session and not having the session or part of the session if certain legislation, including the clean energy bill that has been proposed out of the Senate Environment and Natural Resources Committee, moves forward.
And where do you think, how do you think this is going to go?
Well, this is really interesting. I mean, as a person who has had the opportunity to serve in both the minority and the majority, I'm very concerned that we now have this quote-unquote new tool that whoever is in the minority, in this case it just happens to be Republicans, it could be the Democrats, can basically say we're not even going to come in and play or do our work because we don't agree with the policy. So I know that there's been a lot of work done behind the scenes to try to reach better compromises, addressing some of the issues that came up during the 2019 session. But it seems to me that we may see the old playbook from 2019 be used again.
Talk about, in terms of things that you wanted to see out of Legislative Days this week, just some of the things that you were working on in particular.
Yeah, so our committee, the Judiciary Committee, we now have a new member joining us, Alan Olson. He's not new to the process, but he's new to the committee. Because the president decided to remove Brian Boquist, who has not been doing any work because of his lawsuits that he's previously had filed against us that now the federal courts have thrown out. So I'm going to have a new member, and what we did, we introduced three bills for consideration, one relating to law enforcement, and that's the state police trying to maintain the staffing level of 15 troopers per 100,000 residents. That's one that we will move from our committee on passage to Ways and Means, and hopefully we'll be able to get the funding to move that forward. This is a 10-year plan to get those numbers back up.
So would that take them back up to where they were at maybe the higher point a number of years back?
It will take them up higher. Right now, I don't have the exact number, but we're somewhere around 48th, 49th in the nation as to our trooper ratio. And what we would do, this number would get us up to about the midpoint. And so right now, we're somewhere around 8 troopers per 100,000, based on the testimony of the superintendent. And this is interesting. We had the president of the Oregon State Police Officers Association, meaning the union for the troopers, sitting side by side, wanting this bill to be introduced again, and seeing if we can't get it funded this time. So this would actually bring us from having only 8 troopers per 100,000 up to 15 troopers, and that would just get us about in the middle of the pack of the states as to what you can see nationally on a state by state basis for their state troopers.
Well, I can't count the number of times, especially early, very early in the morning, and sometimes on weekends, where I'll hear something on the police scanner while I'm working, and they will say that Oregon State Police has no one available to respond.
And that's true. And unfortunately, in many cases, where we don't have 24/7 service, they're actually trying to get a trooper, you know, basically out of bed and get them dressed and into a car to try to respond if they're even available.
What about other things from this week that you want folks to know about?
Well, I think the one thing is that we're coming into a scenario that I really, really hope that we will address. And this is this ability for the minority, whoever that is, to just walk out and not do our job. As I've mentioned previously, I've had the opportunity to be in the legislature for a number of years. Seven of those years I've been in the minority, but to use this type of a tool where we can shut the process down and not even get our work done is very disturbing. So I'm really hoping that we will actually ask the voters in November of this year through a referral to change the quorum from two-thirds, which is only four states in the country that do that, to be the same as 44 other states, which is takes a simple majority of the membership to conduct business. And I would say for those who are concerned about revenue issues, we already have checks and balances requiring three-fifths support on a vote for moving a revenue package forward. And so I feel that there's enough checks and balances in place, and what we want to make certain is that we actually can conduct the business that we're elected to do.
Do you feel like putting forth a bigger, if you will, pieces of legislation during the short session when there's such a limited amount of time, do you feel like that's an effective strategy, or could the back and forth on this larger controversial piece of legislation derail everything else getting done?
Well, I think it's one of those situations that I think it's a case-by-case basis. If you let's just take the one that's by the elephant in the room, and that's the environment or the clean energy bill. I mean, that bill has been worked for multiple sessions. We had, a very lengthy session over and discussion over that bill this last time. And over the last 4 or 5 months, the committee, including Republicans, or should say task force, have been working to modify it, and they have. And I just think it's one of these situations that it's time to basically move forward, because if we don't, you're going to see something coming out of an initiative process, and that initiative process does not have the checks and balances that the legislature has. And so they will actually load it up with other things that are going to be much more objectionable than what I think this task force has actually come up with.
Was the mood as tense throughout the week just because of that issue, as maybe some would wonder about?
To a point. We had a conduct committee meeting that I chair, and there's a concern by the Republicans that they feel that the president doesn't have the authority to appoint members to the committee, that they have to be elected by the body itself through two chamber votes. And I made it very clear that we needed to meet, but we weren't going to take any action of any items. All we did was do our informational hearing. But there's a lot of reluctance on the part of my two members of Republican members to actually participate in that. They did show up, and as I promised, we did not take any type of votes. We just got information that we need to have so that when we do get into the session in 2 weeks, one, will have the votes to elect conduct committee members. These are votes that will be done on each chamber floor, and this will be a representation, kind of a direct vote of the members. And then those committees, both the House and the Senate conduct committees, will be in a position to take care of a lot of the issues that have been raised over the last year through the 2019 session. As you remember, Senator Boqvist brought different allegations against the president, myself, and others for votes that we took. And he's has complaints filed, and we're waiting for those to be finalized so we can actually conduct the business that we need to and really move on and work together and providing for the state.
State Senator Floyd Prezansky, out of time for now, but Floyd, thanks for joining us this morning.
Kyle, thank you much. I look forward to our next opportunity to talk.
All right, 8:43 at News Radio 1240 KQAN.